What? Hair is this? Long hair on a board.
That's
Rick from the other station. He would have a meltdown about
that. He should. That's gross.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Do you have any hand sanitizer?
There were like four pieces
of
hair on there.
Big, long hair on the board. What was going on in here? Somebody was having some fun last night.
I don't know.
Late last night.
I don't want to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Finding hair on the equipment.
It's a good way to start the day.
That's exactly what you want. On the program today, the spelling bee is just about to start. Do you know that?
A spelling bee.
Spelling bee. So I got the, they have one bee.
Okay.
Words.
Okay.
Those are the easiest.
Uh-huh.
And then two B words, and then three B words.
To be or not to be.
And the three B words are a little difficult. We're going to do our best to see if
we can get going for
it.
The three B?
We're going to try.
Woo!
We'll start with one, then we'll try.
I don't even know how to spell there, as in it is their responsibility. I can never remember E before I or I before E and all that crap.
It's E before I. That's how it goes.
And that one's...
Yeah, that's
how it goes. But it's not supposed to be I before E.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn you, Dal. Off to hell with you, sir.
And later in the 5 o'clock hour, words that you can never spell right.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll take those. We've done that before, and it's...
Pretty funny.
Endless.
Yeah.
It really is endless. Everybody has one word that, for some reason, they just can't spell.
Or 57.
78-year-old graduated from high school.
Saw that. Well done, dude.
How about that guy?
Pretty cool, man.
Wait till you hear why he didn't get his diploma.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that. Nice.
Because it's fascinating.
Sweet.
And then we're going to talk about the smallest thing you took a stand over.
Okay.
I'm drawing a line in the sand. This is too much. That's what this guy did.
Oh, good for him.
But it's absurd. And that's what I love about it. You draw a line in the sand at an absurd place. People Are Dumb coming up this hour. Nextdoor app highlights coming up. And in about 15 minutes, the word that you need to text in to win $2,000.
Nice.
On 95.5 KLOS.
I don't know, that seems like a lot of stuff. We should cut out four things and just sit around and smoke weed. What do you think?
All right.
Cool.
Done. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know, were you good at spelling when you were a kid?
Not really. It's memorization, and I'm not very good at that.
Anything you have to memorize, you're not great at.
I don't like to do that. I mean, it's stupid, but I just...
You know what I've done that... is odd. The people that know me are very surprised by is I've memorized my license plate.
Wow.
My driver's license.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. My credit cards.
Oh, wow.
All the credit cards.
Are you serious?
Because I kept getting tired of having to get up and go get my wallet.
Sure.
So I memorized like two of my credit cards.
Yeah. I have been meaning to memorize my license plate number for years.
I'm a genius. Listen, start with the last three numbers, letters, whatever.
Sometimes I've had easy ones, and then I can just memorize them. But I don't know. It's stupid. I have a block against memorizing things. I started in school.
I don't think you do. I think you just didn't like it and didn't do it.
I mean, like in math, particularly. You know, if you memorize math tables or whatever, it makes it so much easier. And I'm like, nope, I'll just sit here and count on my fingers.
Gotcha.
It's lame.
All right, so the spelling bee is starting.
Yeah.
And they have three different categories of words, which I just found this out.
Okay.
Also, if you win the spelling bee, you get encyclopedias. I found that out.
What?
You get money, but you also get encyclopedias.
Was this 1968?
I don't know.
Who wants encyclopedias anymore?
So the spelling bee, they have one B, which is considered easy words.
Okay.
Two Bs, difficult words.
Two Bs.
Three Bs are the most difficult.
That's
so
true.
I'm going to give you some of the one Bs and just see how you do.
Okay. All right.
Plaintiff.
Plaintiff. P-L-A-N-T-I-F-F.
I mean, it's P-L-A-I-N-T.
Damn it, see?
I-F-F.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, too, because plain. It would have been plaintiff otherwise.
By the way, these are the easy ones. memorandum.
Oh, I'm really bad with that one. Nope, I don't even know. Memorandum.
M-E-M-O-R.
R-R, yeah.
A-N-D-U-M.
Yeah, I know.
Banana.
B-A-N-A-N-A.
Right. You know that from the song, don't you?
Yep.
All right, now go to the... You have the list there, right?
Yeah.
All right, so go to the 2B words and see if I can get any of them.
Litmus. This is a litmus test for you.
L-I-T-M-U-S.
Very good. Frontier. That's a hard one for me.
F-R-O-N-T-I-E-R.
Wow, you're pretty good.
All right.
Intermezzo. You're an intermezzo,
hilarious.
Aren't you?
Give me a different word.
Oh, come on!
I-N-T-E-R...
Yeah.
M-E-Z-Z-O.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Checking the hell out. I'll give you one more. Recuperation.
Oh, great. R-E-C-O-U.
Nope.
What?
Uh-uh.
R-E-C?
Yeah.
I'm already wrong?
R-E-C. No, you're right.
R-E-C-O-U.
No, no, no O.
You.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I wouldn't think so either.
Screw it. Yeah. All right, listen. Let's go to the 3B words.
Okay. Why?
These are the difficult ones.
I did so well on the one.
All right, so here's your word.
Okay, all right.
These are the kinds of words that these kids study.
I know.
Which is absurd.
Which is what they do. I don't think they really follow rules. You know, there's supposedly spelling rules. English is a ridiculous language.
By the way, it's supposedly.
Exactly. Thank you.
Nihilism.
N-I-H-I-L-I-S-M.
Yes.
That as a word I
kind of know. Nicely done. So, I think if you have the patience to work through it, a lot of times you can get it.
A lot of times. Or if you just have run into the word a lot. And for some reason, I've run into nihilism often in my life.
Interpolate.
Woo! Interpolate.
Mm-hmm.
I-N-T-E-R-P-E-R-L-A-T-E.
Right till the end. You just dove right into the water at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
It was close. It's I-N-T-E-R-P-E-L-L-A-T-E.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ask me one from the third, because I don't think I can get any of the ones from the third. And I need that set of encyclopedias. Like,
well, this one doesn't make any sense. I'll give you an easy one that is on the list. Columbia.
Oh, C-O-L-U-M-B-I-A.
That's easy. All right. Denouncement.
D-E-N... O-U-N-C-E-M-E-N-T.
Very good. All right, one more.
I get...
I don't know what this is. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
All right.
I can't even pronounce it.
All right,
I want to do that one, though, because it's weird.
Pick another one.
Fixity. What the hell is fixity?
Fixity?
I don't even know
what
that
is. I've never heard of it. No. F-I-X-I-T-Y?
Yeah, very good. You're a good speller.
But
you don't want to admit it, but you're a good speller.
I'm a great speller. Is the truth.
You're smart. You're one of the smart kids. Why don't you gonna sit in the front of the room with the good kids?
No one has ever accused me of being a smart kid. In the 5 o'clock hour, words that you have problems spelling.
Oh, nice.
Because that does seem to happen a lot.
Yep.
So that's coming up in a few minutes. Why? How come I can't hear anything?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Why? What's happening? Why? What's happening?
I don't know.
Is all of our equipment breaking?
Yeah, it's because of the hair that was on the board. That's
probably what it was.
Yeah.
That we have a counter that shows us as the song goes when it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
It's a minute 10 left. There's 30 seconds left. There's 10 seconds left.
And as it got to 000, I'm like, no, there's like a minute of this left.
There was a full minute left. I don't know why.
I guess I shouldn't have spilled that beer in here on the board yesterday.
Listen, it happens. It happens, and that's what you're going to do.
Coconut water.
Every hour for the Castroid, we tell you to text a word to 68683, and you say it's worth $2,000. The reason that it is for just, it's a local contest. We just want to make that clear that there are a lot of stations that are owned by huge corporations, and if they say you could win $2,000, it's a contest in every single city.
Yeah,
that
all
you have to
their radio stations, Idaho radio stations are playing.
So you have a much smaller chance.
Yeah.
Here it's just KLOS, and it's just Los Angeles listeners, and you have a chance to win $2,000. Now,
and online.
Yesterday, we called a guy, and we annoyed him.
Yes, it was fun.
And let's call this guy, but let's try to not annoy this guy.
Aw, no, if he's winning money, we should annoy him.
All right, we'll annoy him.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
All right,
annoy people who are winning.
At the Big A.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi, I'm calling to see if you'd like to bundle your home and car insurance.
Through Paramount? Does that word mean anything to you, sir? Paramount? Sir or madam, I guess I should say.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's...
Sweetheart!
It's Kevin and Sligo from KLOS.
We have money for you.
Really?
I like that you just sat there and listened.
You did the right thing, just being quiet.
Yeah, I know I can't curse on air or anything like that, so wow. I was like, oh, who are these lunatics, and why are they trying my patience? But, you know,
By the way, that is what every single Kevin and Sluggo listener says at one point or another in the show.
Fact.
You won $2,000 yesterday.
Oh my God. I didn't think that text message was doing shoot.
It was doing shoot.
Yes. The word paramount is what netted you $2,000, man.
Yeah. When you said paramount, I was like, I was trying to think because I heard the cackling in the background. So I was, thank you. Oh my God, dude. Wow. Wow. You got me in a true. I was just listening to sports radio too, so I'm not giving you any on air.
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Pull another name out of the hat.
And I apologize. I'm concerned about the Angels right now. They're really free-falling.
They're the Angels. Sorry.
You can throw $2,000 in at them. Maybe that'll help.
I'll just keep it for myself.
All right, I got you.
Right. That's a good idea.
You got the $2,000. Thank you very much for listening occasionally. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It worked.
Seems to be working
nice.
So far.
That's interesting.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have People Are Dumb coming up in a few minutes.
The equipment is malfunctioning to an interesting level today.
It really is, yeah. Oh. Normally, we can sort of patch it together with gum and duct tape, and you don't notice, but today's pretty
not
rough.
Not so much.
Let's do the best of Nextdoor app.
Oh, those are my favorites. People just kind of lose their mind.
Nextdoor apps are great.
Yep.
If you're funny.
Yeah.
And for everybody else, they're awful.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one. Okay. Stop locking your cars after 8 p.m.
Oh, okay. That's good advice. What?
Some of us have small children and would appreciate it if you lock your car with that beep, beep, beep noise before 8 p.m.
Shut up.
If it's not an option, then at least disarm the beep noise from under your hood.
Okay.
I've heard from numerous neighbors, myself included.
Hey, you know what? What? I think that they people should not be having those beep noises. You know, I agree.
I've heard from me. I've heard from numerous neighbors.
Wow.
Myself included.
Wow.
It's unwanted and unneeded. Once you have parked your car, lock it and be done. It's not an all-night routine unless you come to my home to put my children back to sleep on your hiding drugs while you're hiding drugs in your car.
So if you get home at 8:02,
yes.
You just leave that door open.
Leave it open.
Hey, everybody. So that child can sleep.
Yep.
My door is unlocked for you.
So please stop. Wow. I already have one neighbor on my radar for drugs, and I will call the police if it continues.
Whoa.
Have some respect. There are families that live here. Thanks.
What a stupid person.
This is my favorite.
Yeah.
Upset with neighbor's Wi-Fi name.
Because you can see him.
Yep.
Which is always really funny.
Even if you can't connect to your neighbor's Wi-Fi, you can
see what they named you. Yeah,
Hi, all. Now we all use devices to connect to the internet.
That's
and whatnot.
True. Uh-huh.
And my grandkids come over and use their phones and iPads, too. Oh, well, dear. The other day, my grandson went to connect to the Wi-Fi, and our neighbor's router is all cops are buttholes.
Hey, now, Grandma, what does all cops are buttholes mean?
Now my wife and I are very upset because he started crying and we had to explain to him that indeed all cops are not buttholes, etc.
Nice.
And it's just generally a rude thing to broadcast. Is there any way I could possibly block this signal or possibly call the non-emergency police and have them go over and give them a stern warning?
You're not allowed to be naming it that.
I bet they wouldn't like to hear about a network named All Cops Are Buttholes.
There's a little threatening from Grandpa there.
I love it.
I'm getting called the police on them.
And finally, actually a cool neighbor, getting drunk on my porch. Anybody want to join?
Yay!
This is just right after the pandemic. I've been fully vaccinated for 6 weeks and haven't had much social interaction. LOL. I'd love to meet some neighbors.
I'm a chef. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what Nextdoor should be.
I'll cook you something.
Nice.
Sigh. Missing restaurants and social interaction.
I love it.
P.S. Also, I won't be wearing makeup or a bra.
Signed, David.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. As close to 350 as we can get. We try to give you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I'm going to give you a little bit more than the headline, but the headline says it all.
Okay.
It is really encapsulated in one sentence.
Wow, well done.
Man allegedly stole girlfriend's ring to buy her an engagement ring.
Wow. There's a man you want to be with.
Police say a Louisiana man stole his girlfriend's ring, pawned it and then used that money to put a down payment on an engagement ring for her.
Why doesn't he take anything he has? Why doesn't he borrow from friends? Why doesn't he rob a bank? Taking his girlfriend's ring,
right,
and pawning it to buy her a ring.
And you don't get what it's worth when you pawn it.
No, God, no.
So then you just, now you have a down payment.
And it's an engagement ring. Did he pop the question? Did she know he was going to ask even?
Well, the only thing that I can tell you is they're not together anymore.
Ah!
Which is probably good. It's probably good.
Definitely for the best.
Any guy that steals a girl's ring to buy her an engagement ring
without probably asking if she wants to be married first,
maybe that's not gonna work.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Before we call this guy, I want to ask you, Kevin, were you in as much trouble in high school as I was on a general basis?
I was pretty good at getting... Sorry, I'm trying
to... Yeah, what are you doing over there?
I'm tangled up in a cord.
This is a day of disasters in here. It's unbelievable.
I was fighting to stay alive. Yes, I was in trouble a lot, but I was pretty good at making sure that the teachers that I got in trouble from were friends or thought it was funny.
I got you. Yeah.
So I was smart about it.
Right.
I was smart when I was being stupid.
Right. Yeah, I did that for a long time, and I finally ended up not even graduating and just dropping out.
Really?
So irritated, yeah. But.
This guy from San Gabriel finally got his high school diploma.
This is awesome.
60 years.
Unbelievable.
After missing an exam that he needed to graduate.
In 1962. 78-year-old
San Gabriel man's name is Ted Sams, and the story goes that he was kicked out of school just before graduation, couldn't take a test, and so then never got his diploma.
And all these years later, he's like, you know what? We should find out from him, from the horse's mouth. Okay, so we're going to call him and have a chat.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ted Sams?
It sure is.
Hi, Ted. It is Kevin and Sluggo from KLOS Radio.
Howdy, sir.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
What can I do for you guys?
Well, we saw your story about getting your diploma 60 years after actually graduating high school, and we wanted to ask you a few questions about it.
Yeah.
And first of all, congratulations. Very well done.
Why, thank you. So what can I answer for you?
Well, why didn't you get your diploma when you graduated?
I got suspended from school 5 days before graduation.
Oh.
And wasn't able to take a final that I needed to pass, to graduate.
All right, okay. Well,
so then you took a summer course, and you took that course and you passed it.
I went to Alhambra High School for summer school, passed the course, and took my report card to the school to get my diploma, and they told me they couldn't give it to me because I owed them $4.80 for a book that I never turned in.
Well, so, they were just out to get you, weren't they? I mean, they...
I don't know. I was that kind of a kid in school. I always had fun.
Sure.
All along, I kind of knew something like this was going to happen at the end of the year. Anyway.
So you're saying that $4.80, you went, you know what? I don't need my diploma. Peace out.
Yeah, you know, $4.80 was a lot of money.
That's true.
Day.
That'd be like $30 ago.
I could take my girlfriend to the show and out for a hamburger afterwards on $4.80.
Yeah.
Now you just got... How did it come about that you got your diploma?
Yeah, what made you decide you wanted to make it happen now here in 2022?
My daughters, Sherry and Sally, they have been listening to my story for years about why I didn't have my diploma for a lousy $4.80. So the last time we talked about this was Super Bowl Sunday this year.
Yep.
And so they said, they got together and they said, let's see if we can find get a copy. So they wrote the school, or called the school, San Gabriel, and asked if they could go back and check the records to see if they had a copy, if they could get me a copy. And the girl that they talked to that was working at the school, she said, you know what, I want to look for his diploma. So she looked way, way back in a dark room, way, way back, and there was a big box there that said, old diplomas.
Nice.
and she started looking through the box, and lo and behold, she found the original diploma.
Wow.
She found your original diploma from 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing.
So then you put on the robe and the hat, and you walk, and you get your diploma.
That's it. I was a happy man, and I was hoping it was going to end there, but it's kind of caught fire.
Yeah. Well, it's just such a unique story. Ted, I got to ask you one thing. What was it you did to get suspended in the first place?
Well, I was just with my friend Dennis Donahue. We were kind of a partners in crime, but we never really did anything malicious or, you know, just general horsing around.
Sure,
right.
Fooling around in the halls during class time, just 5 days before school ended, and we got caught and they suspended us.
So it was just general tomfoolery.
Horseplay.
Today the teachers would laugh about it because of all the bad things that happened.
But yes, they were.
Right?
Back then, they thought it was really serious.
Right.
Well, congratulations on getting your diploma.
Yeah, well done.
Why, thank you.
That's great,
thank
man.
You, Ted, and thank you for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Right on, Ted. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We just talked to the San Gabriel man who just graduated after 60 years.
That was so awesome. He'd gotten in trouble. He got suspended, so he wasn't able to go through the entire graduation process with his class.
But he did go to summer school to make up the course.
Yeah.
So then he went in to get his diploma, and they said, oh, you still owe us $4.50 for a book. And he said, no.
Yeah, yeah. He would give us that $4.50, which, like he just said, we were just talking to him. He could have taken his girl out to a movie, get some food for that kind of money then.
Then, yes. Yeah. But even all the way until now,
he
hasn't given him $4.50. Sometimes you have to draw the line.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's at the most inane, ridiculous things.
Even if it might really kind of screw up your life, even if it might make things kind of difficult, you've got to take a stand.
I had a college professor. Mm-hmm. That was funny to everybody that I went to college. And I was pretty good in math.
Yeah.
But this college professor would every day put up a math history fact of the day.
Okay.
So it would say, John Sebastian came up with the triangle and blah, blah, blah.
Let me guess. Well, did you change the fact?
No.
Okay, that's what I would have been doing.
I went up to him and I said, how am I ever going to use that?
Oh.
It was just a general math. It was just a general math. It was like math one.
He's like trying to impart some knowledge.
How does that help me? Unless I'm going into math.
Man, we would have been friends in school,
and
dude.
I'm teaching math. How does that?
I don't give a rat's ass about your little facts.
So we argued and argued, and he said, listen, it's part of my course. I'm going to put one up every day, and then I'm going to quiz you on it.
Oh, and quiz you.
It'll be on the test.
Oh, that'll work.
And
like
I said, you know what? I'm not going to write any of them down. And when it gets to the test, I'm going to get everything else right so I pass, but I'm leaving all that blank. I just said that. And I don't know why it made me so mad, but it just did. It was so stupid.
So did you actually pass the test
I passed with a C+.
That's passing, my friend.
Yes.
That's passing.
And I could have gotten an A, but I didn't care. It was the principle of the thing.
Speaking of principles, I was told one time, you know how I like to have my hair very long? Yeah. I've always had my hair really super long.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I went to a private school in junior high, where they would make you cut your hair.
Right.
Like you had to have it a certain length. And if it was just a little too long, so principal one time says to me, don't come back to school unless you cut your hair tomorrow. So I didn't go back to school.
Ever?
I went to a movie. No. I showed up in the lobby with the theater manager looking for me. Where's this kid?
Hilarious. Yeah, did you end up having to cut your hair and go back?
It was such an ordeal. I didn't go back for almost a week.
Sometimes
I'm just like, who cares? Who cares?
I mean, they cared.
Who cares?
And clearly my math professor cared about the fact of the day.
But why do we care? That's the question.
I didn't.
I know, but why do we have to make it up?
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to leave that blank, and I'm still going to pass your class. What do you think of that?
Mr. Hand? It's like cruise history.
So you had to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was someplace stupid.
Yeah, really ridiculous.
Usually it's the least important stuff.
You really didn't change anything. You didn't make it better for anyone.
I didn't change a single thing.
My hair stayed long for another week. I was happy.
Right, of course. You won that battle.
I did.
You have to draw the line sometimes.
You do.
And especially if it's in an inane place.
Especially if it
we is. Want to talk to you at 818-955-KLOS. At one point in your life, you had to draw a line. And you did, and you stood by it. And it most likely accomplished nothing. And yet you won.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about you had to draw a line in the sand somewhere.
I sure did. I did 4 years in the Navy right out of high school.
Wow.
And a month before I was going to get out, I grew a beard, which you're not supposed to have, but my beard was about 2 inches.
Right.
And they came up to me a month before I was getting out and told me to shave. And I said, I don't think so.
And then they discharged you?
Is that what happened?
No, I got honorable discharged. So they didn't do anything.
All right.
They didn't do anything. Really, they backed down.
Yes, sir.
That just felt good, didn't it?
I was wild and crazy.
Dude, authority.
You backed the Navy off.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Rocking, man. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
And it is all about hair. Same with me as well. I don't know why. Hi, KLOS.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry, I haven't talked in a while.
We've not done it very successfully ourselves.
Words I've never said. All right, listen, you had to draw the line someplace.
I went to college for 2 years for natural resources and forestry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really close. I mean, I had it all as far as getting my bachelor's in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not type fast enough. I did the extracurricular activity, and I still couldn't type fast enough. So I couldn't get my bachelor's on it. So I just said, you know what? I threw my arms up and said, see ya.
Wow, so you were that close to your bachelor's, but the typing speed kept you back, and you didn't dive in and really... You know, Kevin was just telling me, tell that story, because it's very funny.
I was really upset when I was in high school, because they made typing mandatory. And when I was in high school, it was the 1940s, and really, only secretaries used typing.
There weren't no computers.
There's no computers, there's no nothing. So I was like, why do I need to type? This is not ridiculous. I'm never going to have to type. And now it's all you do.
That's all you do. Don't blame me, man.
Don't blame me.
I totally get it. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man, I gave up my football career over principal at school.
Let's hear it.
All right, man. So I was also the sports editor of the paper and playing on varsity with, you know, good ball player, doing these things. So he decided to, our head coach decided to fire our freshman football coach because he wouldn't run the offense he was running. And we all loved this guy. He was an old Canadian Football League player, and he ran a successful program, but didn't want to do the same thing the varsity coach did. So he fired him.
Wow.
So we were all revolted at it. So I wrote an article about it, and I interviewed the head coach. And he said, if you publicize that article, he goes, you won't play the rest of the year. So out of principle, I posted the article in the school newspaper, which he got upset. And he's like, you'll never play. You might as well quit. So I thought about quitting, but we had a professional football player that was a Hall of Famer on our team as a staff. And he said, it bothers him more that you stay on the team. So I stayed on the team and practiced the rest of the year, but I never saw the field.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's
look at you.
Good for you, man.
What, now, let me ask you a qualifying question. Were you good enough to play?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
And I love that advice that he gave you. It's going to piss him off more if you stay. That's beautiful,
That
man.
Is pretty great.
That's awesome.
So the cool thing was is that coach was Fred Biletnikoff.
Wow, you're kidding.
No, he lived in our area, and he was our coach for 1 year before he started taking others. But, yeah, he lived in the town right there, and he came down. And, yeah, Fred's a great guy, and he's the one that told me on the down low that it pisses him off more that you stick around and he can't run you off the team.
That's
and
fantastic.
At the end of the year, that coach, they were not successful, and he ended up getting fired.
Ha!
Hilarious. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we're going to talk about words that you just have problem spelling. We all have them.
Yeah, I got a laundry
list. Some of them really simple.
Yeah.
And for some reason, every single time you come up against it, it's a problem.
Yep.
So we're going to get to that at 5 o'clock. Right now, we're going to continue with the best of the Nextdoor app.
Oh, nice. You know, Nextdoor app is such a great idea because it's like, hey, what was that crazy sound we just heard? Or is there a fire? Am I smelling that?
It's not used for that mostly.
No, and that's what it should be, but instead then it's people screaming at each other.
This is my one of my favorites. Uh-huh. Possible cult activity at Nixon Library.
Awesome.
And there's a picture attached to it. During the entirety of my library visit, which was about an hour, I watched this man stare at photos of Gary Busey and print them off. I do not know what his agenda is, but I have a feeling it could be a cult or Illuminati related. Good night.
Good night. A Gary Busey cult.
Yes. Does that even make sense to you?
No, and why do we need that on Nextdoor? Why do we need to learn about
that?
We
don't. Yeah. Here's another one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Need to rehome a dog.
Rehome a dog.
Small terrier tends to bark a lot. If interested, let me know, and I'll jump over my neighbor's fence and get it for you.
Ah, that's a good one. I approve of that one. Here, take this dog.
And some of them are trending. This is a trending post. What's the point of birds? They're taking up too much space. Just get rid of them.
Like all birds?
All birds.
Well, they have been gotten rid of. They're all cameras now.
That's true.
Now.
They are run all by the spies yeah. run by the government.
Yes, they're watching you as they fly over and poop on your head.
Why do they still poop?
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't get it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Just found out about the Scripps Spelling Bee that's happening again. It's just starting again.
Right.
And that was never a thing for me. I didn't really care about spelling when
yeah,
I was a kid.
No, I would write stories all the time, giving my friends, and they're like, "This, everything in here is misspelled."
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, but was it, did you like reading it? Like,
right. That's not the point.
No,
it was
I know.
A good story,
like,
right?
Who cares?
Well, apparently some people care.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm not one of them. And I was never in any competition to see if I could spell.
Oh,
I didn't care.
No.
I thought those kids were nerds.
Smart nerds, but nerds.
Sure.
Well, I guess that's usually the case.
But there are words that you always have trouble spelling. And that's what we're going to talk about at 888-955-KLOS.
You got to look it up every time.
Right. Not or you misspell it and then you catch yourself and you have to go back and change it.
Right.
But there are certain words that for some reason, every single time you come up to them, it's a mental block.
Yeah.
And you just can't do it.
Yeah. What do you got? What's one of the words you couldn't, like if you needed to spell it right now?
The one that I spell wrong the most is usually because I'm going quickly.
Okay.
Is my name. It's Kevin. I do.
That's the most awesome thing I think you've ever said.
K-V-E, and I'm like, come on, man.
Really?
The backup.
Wow.
I don't know what, it's like, it's,
wow.
When you type your name, it's sort of like one motion.
Yeah.
Just because you've done it so many times.
Sure.
And so mine, that's
is that so, and Kevin is your real name. You've had
yes.
that your entire life. It's
yeah.
not like
mm-hmm.
you suddenly.
I've tried to give it away. No one wants it. It's very disappointing.
Well, my Wednesdays in February don't matter. That
Wednesdays are spelled stupidly.
So, and so is February.
February is spelled stupidly.
But Kevin, I love that. That's
yeah, great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I'm great. Happy that you love it. So what are the words that you have problems with? You have problems with February?
Yeah, yeah. Receiver.
Wednesday?
Those damn I before E's, after C's, crap, always throw me every time. And it always lights up. You know, I don't have autocorrect. I have, what is it, autofill or whatever.
Yes, autofill.
Yeah, yeah. So it gives you this suggestion. And so many times I'm like, it's red. I'm like, ah, come on, what is it? But it's mostly the I before E,
Mine somehow changes it to the wrong spelling. I
Does
don't know
it?
Why. It's a special thing.
You've thrown your phone down so many times. It's freaked out.
But I do have problems seeing wrong spelling. So I'll look at a tweet and I'll go, that's all correct.
Oops, you'd read my old stories.
And tweet.
Not and know that. Yeah,
I go,
everybody's like, oops.
Oh, well, that's a super easy mistake to make.
I mean, as I understand it, English originally, way back when, it wasn't, you could spell it how you wanted. And they ended up, you know, standardizing it or whatever as time went on.
I think spelling it like you want it is a better plan.
I do too.
I like
Who
it.
Who cares?
So what are the words that you constantly have a problem with? They
yeah.
don't have to be hard.
No.
They can be easy words to spell, but you just always misspell them.
Like February.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KSLOOS.
Says Kevin
Vivan. We're talking about words that you have trouble spelling.
My word that I constantly have trouble spelling is either recommend or recommendation.
Oh,
never
yeah.
never know if there's two C's or two M's.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Two M's, isn't it? Is that right?
I couldn't tell you because I have such a hard time with it.
I understand. Right. Good. Perfect example.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it for me.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. So the word I have the most problem spelling is stupid word answer.
answer, really. It doesn't make any sense because it's were at the end. That is, no one says it that way, so.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not spelled like it sounds.
No, not at all.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it catches me every time I'm spelling it out and I have to look.
Totally understandable. And from now on, spell it as you please. I think that's the message of the day.
That's what we're saying here today. Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys. And a shout out to all of Orange County. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good afternoon.
To you as well. Words that you can't spell.
Wednesday.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's a stupid word.
But again, it's a dumb spelling.
Wednesday. Wednesday. How dare they?
Every spell it, it's backwards. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, man. You too. Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, mine would have to be restaurant.
You know, the only way I remember that is Resta You Rant.
What?
I say it like it's spelled. Yeah, and I'm like, so I'm thinking, oh, well, you're at a restaurant and you're having a meltdown. Resta You Rant, and that's the only way I can remember.
You have to have those little mnemonic things or you will never never remember stuff. Yes?
So maybe that'll work for you.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to take that note.
All right, thank you.
Hey, I've done some good in the world.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, where'd you have problems spelling? Yes?
Oh, wow. Okay, hey, man, I've been listening to you since 1994, my man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
John from Costa Mesa.
What's the word that gives you trouble?
Legislation.
Legislation.
I try to sound smart with my friends. You know, the is going through legislation right now.
Listen, here's what I've found. Don't try and sound smart with your friends. It just it doesn't work, and your friends know you better than that. And I've tried, and it just doesn't work.
I'm trying to better myself.
Screw it, man.
Don't do that either.
You are what you are.
Be bad.
Be bad.
Okay.
Be worse.
Okay.
818-955-KLOS.
Words you have trouble spelling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked about words that you have problems spelling every single time they come up. Mine, no joke, is my name, Kevin. I misspell that more than any other word.
That's one of all the crazy stories over the last 50 years here at KLOS you've told. That's one of my favorites. I love it.
Because it's insane?
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
We talked to a 78-year-old named Ted Sams who just got his diploma 60 years late. He didn't get it originally because, in his words, horseplay.
He got into a bit of trouble at school that was nothing, and they wouldn't give it to him, so... Finally, I love that story. That's
mine
very
too.
Cool.
That guy's great.
That dude was great.
And in People Are Dumb, a guy stole a ring from his girlfriend, pawned it, and then used the money to buy her an engagement ring. And it didn't work, it turns out.
Yeah, follow up, not together.
They broke up. What a surprise.
You know what? I've got a... by the way, don't you have a podcast?
I do have a podcast,
Where do you find that podcast?
With Mike Catherwood. It's called Great News with Kevin and Mike. And you can find it on YouTube's the best place, but anywhere else you find podcasts.
All right, I'm going to go home and watch it with my kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Oh, and right this second, it appears, t'would seem...
Also, People Are Dumb is coming up. That's the Castroid.
Yeah, it is.
The word for this hour is space.
As in the final frontier.
Space. S-P-A-C-E is how you spell that one. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, I am very much enjoying Strange New Worlds, the new little Star Trek show about space. That's my sentence.
Quite a sentence. Text the word space to 68683. That is space to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Hey, if you get this, we might call you tomorrow and tell you you won $2,000. We just did that to someone a little while ago, and he was quite surprised.
But we're going to mess with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Gardena is the word right now. Gardena.
Spell it.
Gardena.
Nice.
Gardena. Text that word to 68683. That's Gardena to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 tonight.
Like Castroid.
Yeah, good luck spelling Castroid.
The word for this hour is bush.
Ah, how do you spell that?
You spell that. B-U-S-H. Bush.
B-U-S-H. Wait, say that again. You sounded drunk.
I did. I sound drunk a lot. I might as well drink.
Yeah. Like you don't.
The word is bush, B-U-S-H.
Yeah,
text that to 68683. That is bush to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Because anytime is a good time for bush, as Marcy would tell us. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10.
But first...
A natural disaster.
The Castroid is here. The word is today. This hour's word is today. Text that word to 68683. That is today to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win until about 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Heartbreaker slash living loving maid. You know, I remember Matt Pinfield, who does that Sunday night show here for us on KLOS, mentioning one time how people generally have this impression that Led Zeppelin didn't really release any singles, any 45s. You can get that one, Living Loving Maid, on 45, just the short little super, you know, short version. Yeah, but here's what's interesting to me, because it is kind of rare. I'm going to show you this.
All right.
I just looked it up on eBay. Look how much that those are going for, the 45s.
$749?
For a single.
Wow.
Of that, because it's pretty rare.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
I mean, I'm sure you can get it somewhere else a little bit cheaper, but as much as $749 for the single.
That's insane.
We'll play it for you for free on KLOS.
A couple of minutes away from the Castroid word of this hour,
That's right.
You could win $2,000. But first,
Pink Floyd released their album Obscured by Clouds on this day in rock in 1972 in the UK. It went to number 6 in the UK on the charts and number 46 on the US charts. By any chance, did you see Jeff Lynne and his ELO pals on this day in rock in 1973 in San Diego? Did you remember that it was them beginning their very first US tour? It was a 40-date show. Wings set a new world record on this day in rock in 1976 when they played for 67,100 people in Seattle. It was the largest attendance for an indoor crowd up to that point.